Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Dave Erfle, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. And Dave, we're going to talk commodity stock investing. I know that you're invested a lot in precious metals companies, but that's what I want to start off by asking you is, are you still really just focusing on, let's say, gold and silver stocks, or are you taking notice of some of the base metals that are starting to run, some of these other commodities that are doing well and their stocks are also starting to move? The argument could be that precious metal stocks have already run up so much, whether it's big or small stocks, that you could look to maybe a different commodity and find some potentially better values. What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, that's a good point. We've seen copper move up quite a bit here, and along with the silver price. All of my gold and silver stocks have had huge moves over the past few weeks after the GDXJ confirmed that breakout of its 7-year base. A lot of these stocks have really made nice moves. I do have a few that I'm watching out of the corner of my eye, but the perfect storm for precious metals is going to run here for quite a while, and I'm not at a point where I'm ready to take some profit quite yet out of some of these companies that have moved quite a bit. Once I do, though, I might take a look at some of these copper stocks if they have a pullback as well, because I wouldn't chase anything here. If I were to take some profits and put some money on the sidelines to possibly put it into something else, I'd wait for a pullback.
So it really does just continue to be buy on weakness, right? This is seemingly bull market motions or bull market territory for all of these stocks. So, hey, pick the ones that you like and buy any weakness when they do, say, maybe drop 10%, even 20% in a short time.
Absolutely, yes. It's a buy and hold market. I mean, we've discussed this for the past a few weeks. Once that GDXJ had that breakout, it's a buy and hold market now for juniors. And so many of these companies have really exploded, and the weakness is continued to be bought very quickly. So buying and holding on weakness until this measured move on the GDXJ hits its target of 90, and I think that could possibly happen by spring, because the perfect storm for the precious metal. I've never seen it this bullish in quite some time. I've got everything going for it. The wind's really at its back here, and I know a lot of these stocks and even the sectors becoming overbought here, but it can remain overbought for a while when we've got all the stars lined up in the precious metals favor here as it rises towards its all-time high, especially when we're seeing the silver and silver stocks leading it. When you see silver and the silver stocks leading the move, that's extremely bullish.
Yeah, and that's been the recent development here, is silver really starting to play catch up and now above $21 on the spot market. So Dave, when you're sticking to some of the stronger stocks that you like, do you have a general preference right now into either the smaller, let's say, drill plays or explorers or companies that are developers or even producers, whether small or larger scale?
Yeah, that's a great question too, Corey. If I still had some money on the sidelines and I was looking to get into this sector right now and I wanted more exposure to it, a lot of these drill plays have had huge moves. You got to consider the fact that a lot of them cashed up 2, 3, 4 months ago, and those holding periods are going to come off and those shares are going to become free trading. And a lot of them came with warrants. So what people generally do is they sell the shares and they keep the warrants. So that's probably going to happen with a lot of these drill plays. I would want to come into something right now that I feel comfortable holding for the next 2 to 3 years. And I would feel comfortable holding a developer explorer that's in the process of de-risking a large project in a top-tier jurisdiction that's got a proven management team and with access to capital, and they're cashed up through next year. And especially if one announces a financing and the stock takes a hit, to factor in that dilution, that's a good chance to get into it because the company has probably been doing all the right things. If it is a company that I described, been doing all the right things, waiting for this cash, and they're set up to deploy it properly, to continuing to de-risk the project, and it's given you an opportunity to get in at a cheaper price to hold it for a long term, for a possible takeover in the future, because that's basically why we buy these things, for a possible takeover. But you know, we don't want to see it taken over too soon. We don't want too much money left on the table. So a lot of these companies have made huge moves, but there still are a few out there that haven't really caught up yet. They're tougher and tougher to find because, like I said, most of these companies have had strong moves, but they are out there. You just got to do a lot of research to find them.
I find that interesting. So you're not really looking at these exploration plays where, in all fairness, when an exploration company hits a hole, especially in this market, shares can skyrocket. You're staying away from these, though, hey?
Right. But that is higher risk. You're taking a flyer on something that does not have a proven resource, and it's going to move on their drill results. I do have a few drill plays already in my portfolio, and I've also have some warrants that I need to exercise on drill plays. So this is another reason why I'm not looking for drill plays. I don't think it's very wise to overweight your portfolio with too many drill plays. This sector is high risk as it is, so you want to make sure that you have a lot of your portfolio in growth oriented producers as a solid base, and then developer explorers, and then maybe 10 to 20% in high risk juniors. Because let's face it, if you do get a hold of one or two of these higher risk drill plays and they take off, you'll do very well. You don't need to overweight your portfolio with it.
So, Dave, when you talk about takeout targets, look, a lot of people talk about takeout targets. Everyone is looking for a takeout target, that monetization of their investment. What classifies a takeover target for you when it comes to known resources? Is there at least a certain lower limit of ounces in the ground that a company needs to have? Obviously, higher grade is better, but just simply ounces, whether it's a million, 2 million, 5 million, where's your cutoff point?
Oh yeah, that's a great question, Corey. There's a lot of things to look at. Preferably, you want something that a company that's already proven up a large resource and de-risked it to at least a PEA. But as far as a near-term takeover candidate, I think that these majors will be looking at companies that are at production, have just started production, or very close to it. A good company, I don't own this company, for example, is Pure Gold Mining. I've owned it in the past and did well with it a while ago, but this is a company that has recently announced production, and it's in a great jurisdiction, and it's a high grade mine, and it's in Red Lake, and the management team has done a good job of building the mine. They issued a lot of shares, which is a reason why I got out of it earlier. I thought they issued too many shares to finance the construction. When a project gets close to the production stage and the stock really begins to take off, and that's what happened with Pure Gold. So a company, a good example of a company that is fast tracking to production and they have a ton of cash is a company that I own. That's Osisko Mining. They've got a cash equivalents of, I think, close to 500 million right now, and they've got over 5 million ounces with a head grade of 6.5 grams per ton in a top tier jurisdiction that is Quebec. So they're fast tracking that project very quickly. I think they've got like 25-30 drill rigs in the property right now. So that's a company that is a near term takeover candidate.
I find it interesting that you bring up Pure Gold, and I promise everybody we did not talk about that before, but I did just release an interview with Pure Gold this morning, so everyone can get up to date on that story by listening to that interview. Dave, I have to say, it really sounds like you're sticking to some of these higher market cap companies. They might not provide that same leverage higher that some of these small guys do, but yeah, just a general comment there. You seem to like these higher market cap, multi-hundred-million-dollar market cap companies, hey?
Well, that's true, Corey, but they weren't that high a market cap when I purchased them. I was fortunate to purchase them when they were lower market cap, and they've gone up quite a bit. But, yeah, I mean, that's another reason why I'm not really getting into these higher-risk drill plays. I do have a few, and I do have a few warrants that I have to exercise that I'm so I will become shareholders once these warrants are a shareholder once these warrants are exercised. So just a handful of drill plays is enough for me.
Can you share any of the smaller companies? I know that everyone's always trying to look for a deal or one of these smaller companies. Anything that's high up on your list that is not one of these more advanced plays?
I'm sure it's a company we've talked about in the past, and I know you're a shareholder. That's Eclipse Gold. And I really like their Hercules project, and they're cashed up now for a fully financed drill program. I think they're about to announce the next phase of the drill program. They've had one drill campaign already and had some successful results. I like the combination of the management team, the tight share structure, the fact that it's in Nevada. It's a district scale size property. They've got a plan of operations for 200 drill pads, and like I said, they're cashed up. So this is a company that's higher risk, but it's trading at a price right now where it really hasn't taken off yet, and they're about to announce a second drill program. So this is a company that you might consider. And again, you know, I am a shareholder. I have been since the IPO, and I know you are as well.
That is true. I'm also a shareholder of the Osisko company that you mentioned. Not a shareholder of Pure Gold, but boy, oh boy, I wish I was, especially after that conversation I had with Darren just earlier today. That's another good stock. There's a lot of good companies out there right now. Still a good time to be selective, but a very good time to be invested. Don't try to get too cute in this market. Dave, appreciate your time. I'll post a link to your website. Chat with you next week, buddy.
Thanks a lot, Corey. Always great talking to you.